We're in Netivot Shalom on Parshat Ve'etchanan. We're on page Chafei. Vatem advekim ba'ashem elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. Says the Pasuk, Vatem advekim ba'ashem elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. That Pasuk is from this week's Parashah, Parshat Ve'etchanan. Those of you who cling to Hashem, your God, chayim kolchem hayom, you are truly alive today. Ita bazen erava kadosh mirushin zechotoy gan alinu. The Rav of Mirushin said, Rabot. Then when it comes to the concept of dvekut, or in Hebrew, dvekus, right? When it comes to the concept of dvekus, to clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are madregot rabot. There are many, many different levels in dvekut. Yish dvekut haba'a rak mitoch sichliut. There's a dvekut that comes about from the mind, from the intellect. Shemitbonen bida'ato umevin umitoch kach umegia lidvekut ba'ashem b'moach. There where a person contemplates, meditates in their mind, and understands through that, they're able to get to a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through contemplation. And there's a dvekut that comes from the heart of I feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I feel in my heart that I'm close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An emotional dvekut with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's an even higher level of dvekut, which is dvekut gam be'ivarim. There's also dvekut in my whole body, where my whole body is mamish, feels connected, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That their whole body is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and only to Ratzon Hashem. Now that would seem backwards. Why would the highest level be that my physical body is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That sounds like the lowest level. The idea here is, and he talks about the Netivot Shalom and Chassidut talks about these three levels a lot of the Moach, the Lev, and the Evarim. Is that yes? Kilu, the highest level is the mind. The mind is in the Rosh. Everything stems from the Rosh. Everything should stem from the Rosh. That should be the source of everything that we have and everything that we are. But the idea there is that, Kilu, if you even think about it, those of us who have worked on Dvikut, have worked on Emunah, when we work on those issues, when we work on those topics, you're going to be good, I want to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you think about it. The easiest thing to do is to think about it. The easiest thing to do, so to speak, is to learn about it and to talk about it. But it takes effort, it takes avoda to not just think about it, not just know it, but to mamish feel it takes avoda. Some people who are more emotionally inclined may actually feel it even before they fully understand it, beseder. But in terms of the natural order of things, I can learn about it. It's much easier to learn about it than to force. I can force myself to learn about it. I can't force myself to feel it. So when it moves from the mind to the heart, that's moving up a level, meaning it's becoming a level deeper. That's why it's considered a higher level. It's harder to achieve. And the hardest level to achieve is to have a level of dvekut, not just in my mind, not even that I've reached a level where I experience it emotionally, but where my whole body connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I live that dvekut on a level where my whole body is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its own. That's on a whole different level. So I was going to give an example that the Netivot Shalom often brings, but he brings it himself, so I'm not going to beat into the punch, and I'll explain what Emunat Ha'ivarim is, and the beautiful example from Avraham Avinu in a second. So let's take it a little bit forward. Kemosha Amar, David HaMelech Alav HaShalom, as David HaMelech said, Chashavti Drachai V'ashiva Raglai Al Edotecha. Meaning, I thought about your ways, and my legs went in your ways. What does it mean my legs went in your ways? That his legs would mamish drag him to the Beit HaMidrash. He wouldn't go to the Beit HaMidrash. His legs would, if he was sitting there not doing anything, so his legs would mamish take to the Beit HaMidrash. To the point where his legs were doing avodas Hashem. He wasn't even commanding them to do it. We have to force our body to do Ratzon Hashem. I sit there, and I'm exhausted. I look at my svarim, and I'm like, I should really open up a sefer. And my body says, I'm not moving. Right? You wake up in the morning, and your mind says, Seimo de'ani. And your body says, in 5 minutes, which really means 10 minutes, which really means maybe half an hour later. Right? Meaning our body usually rebels against our minds and our heart. But by the tzaddikim, mamish, say, David HaMelech's legs were like, I'm going to the base, you can stay here, but I'm going to the base medrash. Because his mamish was mitire his whole body. And the famous, I guess, in that, the Netzivot Shalom says it all the time, so it's famous for those who learn Netzivot Shalom, and now you'll know it as well. He quotes all the time an amazing diuk in the psukim by Avram Avinu in the Akedah. V'hu al derech shemefarshim nemru ba'avram, like the mefarshim say on Avram Avinu. Vayishlach Avraham et yada vayikach et ha-ma'achilat lishchot et beno. It says that Avraham sent out his hand and picked up the knife to shecht Yitzchak et Akedah Yitzchak. Why does it say, the diuk here is what does it mean he sent out his hand and picked up the knife? Of course, how else was he going to pick up the knife? That's extraneous. Just say, Avram picked up the knife to shecht Yitzchak. What does it mean he sent out his hand? So it says in Tzivot Shalom, Ki hayad shel Avraham me'aneh lakachat ha-ma'achilat mechmat ratzon Hashem haya shelo yishchot et Yitzchak. Because he wanted to pick up the knife, but his hand said no, his hand wouldn't do it. Why? Because really ratzon Hashem was not to shecht Yitzchak. So picking up the knife was really be'emes going against Ratzon Hashem. So Avram was trying to shecht Yitzchak because God told him to. But really God didn't want him to. So his hand wouldn't do it because it was connected to Ratzon Hashem. It was anti-Ratzon Hashem. So his hand rebelled against it and wouldn't go out. So he had to force his hand to pick up the knife to go forward and shecht Yitzchak. That's his diuk in the pasuk. That's the diuk of the tzaddikim and the chassidim in the pasuk. Meaning that's already dvekut ba'ivarim. It's a whole other level, and that's why it's the highest level. It's the lowest part of myself, but that's the chiddush. That's the beauty of Judaism. It's always upside down. It's mamash always upside down. It's at the highest level is when I mamish bring my dvekut into my body. When I elevate my goof, that my goof is living dvekus with Hashem. That my body is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connected to Hashem, even when my mind and my heart are not, so to speak, even though those two have to be. I mean, that's the natural progression of things. It has to be so. It has to come from the mind, through the heart, and into the body. But that's the highest level that there is to mamish, not to turn away from my goof, because I want to serve God, but to mamish transform my body into Dvekut and Avodas Hashem. His whole body was already sanctified just to do Ratzon Hashem. He had to force his hand to pick up the knife because God didn't really want him to. And that's what it means when it says that he sent out his hand. Right, which is what I automatically said, Dvekut and Emunah. He talks about these things all the time. This is the Aleph phase of the Nesivos Shalom here. Like we also talked about with the Inyan of Emunah. Sheish ba gimel madregot eil. They also have these three levels. There's emunat hamoach. I believe in my mind. I intellectually believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. I intellectually understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Emunat halev, I feel God's presence. I feel that emuna. V'ha'ule al kulana emunat ha'ivarim shekol atzmotai tomarna Hashem yikamocha. And above all of that is emuna in my goof itself, emuna in my body. To the extent, as David HaMelech says, as we say, we quote this pasuk in Nishmat every Shabbos at the end of Pesukei Dezimra, and the beautiful Mizmor of Nishmat at the end of Pesukei Dezimra on Shabbos. Kol atzmotai tomarna Hashem yichamocha. My whole body is screaming out, down to my bones. Atzmot are my bones. Etzem both means bones and essence, because it's the deepest part of my physical self. Right? So my bones, my essence, my whole being is screaming out, Hashem yichamocha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like you. All the way down to my bones. Al derech ze yish be'inyan ha-dvekut, so too by dvekut, be'moach uve'lev, v'ha-madriga gvoha v'yotir kishegam ha-ivarim dvukim ba'ashem. There's the moach, the lev, in dvekut, and the deepest level is when mamish, my whole body, has dvekut in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvazim efareisha pasuk, v'atem ha-dvekim ha-shem elokeichem chayim kulchem. This is our pasuk. And now we can understand the pasuk. V'atem ha-dvekim ba-shem elokeichem chayim kulchem. Top of the next column. Sheish bichinat dvekut ha-shayechet l'chol Yisrael, v'afilu ha-anashim ha-pshutim. That there's a level of dvekut that's shayech to all of Klal Yisrael, even to Pashit Yids like me. Al yidei v'atem ha-dvekim ba-shem elokeichem. By clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just by recognizing that if I have life, if I'm alive right now, if I'm breathing right now, if my heart is pumping right now, if I'm alive, the only way I can be alive is I'm connected to the source of life. And I have that, at least that minimal recognition, that if I'm alive, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's the source of all life itself. Shekol chiyuto heimenu yitbarach, that all life comes from him. V'chol mitziyuto tliya v'ashem rachem, my whole reality, my whole existence is dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu kishel atzmo eino klum ve'eino mesugal leklum, and I'm nothing, and I'm mamish mesugal to nothing. I don't deserve anything. That level of dvekut, the level of chayim, a recognition of dvekut, and a level of chayim that shayach to kulchem. That's the meaning of the pasuk. That's what is being dorished from the pasuk of Bichasidus. Vatema dvekim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kulchem. Having dvekut on the level of knowing you're alive and recognizing that you're davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that you have life. That's for kulchem. That's even for a yid like me. That's even for the lowest of us. We can recognize I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because I'm alive, because I have life. If I'm in the worst of modes, you know, we're all friends here. We've been in this room together many times, digitally. So you know, we're all friends. You know, this is a tough time. You know, we're all struggling with things, and we all need to talk about the fact and admit that we're struggling with things. Right now, I'm down. Right now, I'm down. It's the worst thing. It's connected everything that this book says. It's connected everything that Sivo Shalom says. Gotta be Sameach. So I'm having a tough time now. It's very, very hard this time. This Corona stuff for all of us hits us in different ways, at different times, depending on where you are, and when it's up, and when it's down, and what's going on in your job, what's going on in your life. So it's hard now. It's very, very hard now for me. Whatever the circumstances may be, the uncertainty about Shana Aleph coming back, which today, Baruch Hashem, literally an hour ago, we got 100% confirmation that Shana Aleph is coming back, which means that it's true at least until tomorrow. But Bezrat Hashem, Shana Aleph is definitely coming back. Fin Shana Betz, Bezrat Hashem, definitely coming back. That mamash was an hour ago. But every day, and what's going to happen, who's going to teach, and quarantine teaching, and 2 weeks on, and 2 weeks off, and 2 weeks in, and 2 weeks out. So it's like a whole balagan. I'm not even an administrator. My daughter's is now in precautionary quarantine, even though she's really fine. So then she's at home and figuring out what to do with it. Every day, it's the sense of like what's the point of trying to plan for tomorrow because you can't know anything. Now, on the other hand, that's a Hasidic concept, and I wish I could live up to that. You can't know what's going to happen tomorrow, so live today as an Eved Hashem. But I'm struggling because I'm not a real Hasid. I'm just a pretender Hasid who likes to learn with you in the hopes that one day I'll become a Hasid. So you know, it's a struggle. But the point is even in those times when we're down, even in those times when we're struggling, being amistic here, it's a time of life, we're not amistic with each other, then this is all we have. This is as close as I get to having contact with you is touching the camera on my screen so you can see my finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, meaning the contact that we have, this is what we have right now. That was just to the guys, by the way. But the idea here is that, you know, when we have these moments to be able to stop and to just hold your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat. I'm alive. If I'm alive, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. In those moments, if I'm alive, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything's going to be okay. If I can feel my breath, I can feel the breath coming out of my mouth and my nose. I'm still alive. You know, I. This is not one of the ones I quote as often. Maybe I should start quoting it more often. That when I ask him every review, I'll say, "How are you doing?" He says, "Baruch Hashem, I'm still alive." And so many people look at him like, "What kind of answer is that?" Like, but he doesn't mean it. Was with everything that he says, he never means it the way you automatically respond to it until you actually think about the depth of it. He's saying, "No, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive." Kilu, that's a real answer. We just see it as the lowest common denominator. We don't recognize that it's the highest common. I have life. Do we recognize that? Do we appreciate that? Do we take that in? The last mizmor of Tehillim, mizmor kuf nun, the 150. The last mizmor of Tehillim, right? We say it at the end of Pesukim to Zimmer every day. What's the very, very last line of the last mizmor of Tehillim, which is also therefore the last mizmor of Pesukim to Zimmer? It says, I think this is the last mizmor of Tehillim. It says the last thing David HaMelech says, Kuf Nun, the last pasuk, Kol HaNishamat HaLelka HaLeluka. Every single person is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara is Dorish on this. Chazal are Dorish from this. Not Kol Nishama. Maze Kol Nishamat HaLelka. Says the Gemara, Al Kol Nishima U Nishimat HaLelka. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every breath. For every breath. Im atem advikim b'Hashem Elokechem chayim kolchem. We can all be davuk to Hashem if we just even stop. If we stop for a second, feel our heartbeat, hear our breath, turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognize, I'm alive. And if I'm alive, I'm davuk to Hashem. If I'm alive, I'm davuk to Hashem. That's how we need to live life. That's it. And for those of you who are in my ballpark right now, if you, those of you who are up, Bezrat Hashem, you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fire. For those of us now, we can at least serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to breathe, to feel our heartbeat and to say, if I'm alive, I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm alive, I'm davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we need to come from. That's where we need to come from. And even if we're good, that's where we need to come from. Even when we're in the good times, how are you doing, Baruch Hashem? I'm still alive. And to say that not apologetically and not with any negativity, that's the biggest gift we have. And that's dvikut in and of itself. It's dvikut in and of itself. So, next paragraph. A little bit of Ermayim Chaim. Hi, everybody. This is about as hard as I get, is seltzer. So, you know, I'm really down when I'm switching from water to seltzer. That means it's really rough times, you know? L'chaim, everybody, l'chaim. Okay, let's do this. Next paragraph. Anything on the bottom? No. Uvesvarim HaKadoshim, Uvesvar HaKadosh Avodos Yisrael, Mevi Me'arav HaKadosh HaMagid HaGadol MiMezrich, Zichotoy Gen Aleinu. So the Magid Mimezrich is quoted by the Avodos Yisrael, the Magid Mimezrich, one of the Iker Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Shetachlit Kol HaTorah Kula V'Chol Taryag HaMitzvot Hidvekut BaHashem, that the goal of the whole Torah and all of the 613 mitzvot, the goal of Torah and mitzvot, is Dvekut in Hashem, is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those of you who learned Derech Hashem, or who learned Derech Hashem with me, Dafka, in the last year, we talked about this so much because it's what the Ramchal says, but we emphasize the point because it's so significant that everything leads back to Dvekut. Everything is all about Dvekut. Ayin Sham in Perek Bet of Derech Hashem, and honestly, all of Chelek Aleph. That it's all about Dvekut. It's all about coming to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole purpose of Torah Mitzvot is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umifaresh Bazet Tshuva. Tshuva, Silal Azakim, Lenokri Shebikesh, Gaireni Al Menach Lamdini Kol HaTorah Kula Al Regal Achat. And we can understand this. We can understand from this the answer that Hillel HaZaken gives to the non-Jew who asks famously, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. He says, teach me the whole Torah on one foot. The Amar alone, he says back to him, V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. False. That's how it's misquoted. That is not what he says back to him. Here does he actually say back to him? Take a look inside. The Amar lo, no, the Chazal. It's very important. The distinction here is very important. Amar lo, ma da'alecha sani l'chavircha lo ta'avid. That which is hateful to your friend, that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. That's actually what he says. He says the opposite side of the coin of Ahafloriah Chakamocha, which is very interesting and requires a lot of understanding why he gives it over in that way, which is not for us. He's going to be Dorish al Pi Chasidus. But in the Chazal, he says, that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. That evidently was the entry point for this non-Jew into Judaism who said, convert me while you're standing on one foot. Very interesting. But in any event, so on one level, one has to understand the pshat of that. But what's the depth al pi chasidus? So he says, what did he mean when he said that which is hateful to you, don't do your friends? No, don't read it that way. That's not what it means. V'kashet shegam im v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha hu klal gadol v'atzra v'al harei oto nochri v'atzal l'morda kol atzra, meaning even if he would have said v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, which would have been the more obvious answer, why didn't he say that? But even if he had said that, he said, teach me the whole Torah. And that's not the whole Torah. That's one line. That's one concept. What does it mean? That's the whole Torah. Umivaer de perush madalecha sani lechavircha. So he explains so beautifully. What does it mean? That which the sani alecha lechavircha lotavi, which we translated on a pshat level, is that which is hateful to you, don't do to your friends. No, it's not what it means. Madisani alecha lechavircha means that which is hateful lechavircha. That which is hateful. That which is negative lechavircha to your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To your chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That which is hateful to your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do that. That's the whole Torah. That which connects you and allows you to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sho'otolo ta'avid. Don't do that. Anything that's against, anything that's hateful to your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that will damage or impede upon your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to your clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do. That's mamish the whole Torah. That's the whole Torah on one foot. Anything that's going to disconnect you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, run away from. Run away from your mom, it's like it's the end of the world. That's the whole Torah. There's mitzvot lo taaseh. Run away from the things that are going to disconnect you to from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvot taaseh, run towards the things that are going to connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Torah. That's all mitzvot. That's kol haTorah kol haRegalachas. That's it. That's all you need to know. Madasani alecha lechaverecha lo taavir. That which is connected, your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do. Now you've got mamash the whole Torah. And then he finishes off. You have to also read the end of the Gemara there. Then the very guy says v'idach zil demor. He says now go and actually learn what that means. He doesn't. Even Hillel Zaken, who was kind and brought him in and didn't run after him with the ruler like Shammai did. He gives him an answer. He says the whole Torah on one foot is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then he says, okay, but now go learn what that means. Now spend the whole rest of your life unpacking what does it mean to really connect to the infinite, to connect to the Creator, to be an infinitesimally small creature who should be insignificant in the cosmos, and to be so significant the whole world's created for me. And how do I, as this flesh and blood creature, connect to my Creator? That how do I cling to God? How do I cling to the spiritual? How do I cling to the infinite? That's the whole rest of your life. If you want in, you now know the bottom line. Now spend your whole life, go and do it. Halava by all of us also. Spend our whole life connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That everything else is a parish. Ukimokim, klal kol haTorah v'chol haMitzvot, the whole Torah and the whole and all the mitzvot. Shiyudia aseh et ma she'ahov lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The goal is to do what is beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Ma she'mevii lihitchavrut v'lidvekut la'Hashem Yitbarach. That which brings us to a connection and to a clinging to God. Kol mitzvah shiyudim ekayim, every mitzvah that we do, meniach tefillin, putting on tefillin, o koveya mezuzah, or putting a mezuzah on the door, or hadlakat nirot, or afrashat chala, whatever mitzvah we do, harei umitkarev al zideizeh la'Hashem Yitbarach, we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through that. Umevio lihitchavrutcha la'Hashem Yitbarach, we cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we connect, we bind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'tachlit kol ha'Torah v'chol taryag ha'mitzvot hidvekut ba'Hashem. And the whole Torah and all the taryag mitzvot, it's all about bringing us to a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ukimo she'katuv ha'Ibn Ezra, next page, Chavav. As the Ibn Ezra says, Shorish kol haMitzvot ad she'ahov et Hashem b'chol nafsho v'yidabek bo. That the root of all mitzvot is that a person should come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with their whole heart, with their whole soul, and to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the answer is why he said to why he wanted to learn the whole Torah. Teach me the whole Torah. This is the whole Torah. What's connected your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't do. That the whole thing here is this the whole thing to weigh out in the mind, the whole shikul is, does this help me connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? That's the only meaningful question. Does it help me connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? That's the only thing that we need to ask in our minds. Everything else is details. Everything else is detail. Everything else surrounds that. Can you imagine if we only lived life that way, even a little bit that way? That when we're making a decision, we weigh out so many factors. We weigh out finances, we weigh out friends, we weigh out family, we weigh out time, we weigh out emotional energy, we weigh out so many things in the scales of our mind. They're all nothing. They're all pebbles in the face of the stones that are, will this bring me to a connection with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? Because if yes, go do it, and if not, not. That's it. That's the whole thing. That's what, hold on, I'm going to go to the base medrash. That's my bookcase right here. Hold on 1 second. Oh, it's not here. It's not here, but trust me that it says it. The Chai Adam in his opening, the Chai Adam is in his halachic work, the Chai Adam. He says, he goes there, it's beautiful, you should read the opening there, his introduction there is incredible, Aleph. He goes through what it means to really be an Eved Hashem. And he says that black on white in the middle of Aleph. He says, that's the only thing. He says, very simply, there's this whole book of halacha that I'm putting in front of you, all of the halachas of the entire Torah in the Chai Adam. He says, very simply, before we even start, it's very simple. If it's good for your connection with God, do it. If it's bad, don't do it. That's it. That's it. There's thousands of details that go into that. But that's it. I was going over, it's going to go on the other WhatsApp chat, the Chumash WhatsApp chat. For those of you who aren't on it, you're welcome to join. We just started Devarim. But it brought me back to a piece in Vayikra that I learned with my Rebbe Rav Amos, that I'll share with you very quickly, just to hear again that this is the Ikra of what it's all about, in a way that I don't know if people speak about as much from this particular instance, but I find it to be such a powerful instance in Chumash, in Parshat Shmini, in Vayikra. After Nadav and Avihu die, after Aaron's two sons, Nadav and Avihu die, So Aaron is told that he has to go forward and still continue on making sure that the Mishkan, they die on the day of Hakamat Mishkan. Nadav and Avihu, the two sons of Aaron, die on the day that the Mishkan goes up, that it comes to life. His sons die, and one has to understand the connection between the death of Nadav and Avihu and Dafka, their connection to bringing the Mishkan to life. But in any event, Aaron's told, go and you have to keep going. Yes, you should be an Avelus, but Lamaisa, you need to keep going. You need to make sure to bring the Korbanos. And not all the Korbanos are brought. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes to investigate, because none of it, they just brought a Korban they weren't supposed to, and they died. So he goes to make sure that everything else is going to be done, right? He doesn't want anybody else to die. And he sees, after none of them just died for bringing a Korban they shouldn't have brought, now the Korbanos aren't done right, so he yells at the other two sons of Aaron, what are you doing? And Aaron understands that he's really yelling at Aaron, but has covered for his brother, so he's saying it to his kids, even though he's really speaking to Aaron. And Aaron responds. It's an incredible interaction. If I can find it, I'm sure I can. Give me one second. It's an incredible, incredible interaction. It's here. It's in, for those who want to see it later, it's in Perek Yud, the end of Perek Yud, Pasuk Yutet, and Chaf. Vayidaber Aaron al Moshe. So Aaron turns to Moshe. Hear it again. When Moshe and Aaron fight, not fights. When Moshe and Aaron have a machloket in Torah, machloket l'shem shamayim, what are they talking about? Hear the words with sensitivity here. Hear the beautiful words of Chumash and the dialogue, the chavruta here. What does the chavruta between Aaron and Moshe sound like? Vayidaber Aharon el Moshe. Aaron says to Moshe, Hein ayom hikrivu et chatatam yet olatam lifnei Hashem vatikren oti ka'ele. Va'achalti chatat ayom. He said, if I would go after what happened to me today, if I were to go and bring this last korban, which doesn't need to be brought in this instance, where I'm an Avelus, I just lost two sons. Hayitav be'enei Hashem? Is that really good in the eyes of God? Is that really... Kilo, why are we... Moshe, I'm adding in a psychological twist here, I don't know if this is true, but he's... Ki'ilu Aaron saying to Moshe, Moshe, I understand that you're uptight because Nadav and Avihu, my two sons, brought a bad korban, and because they brought a wrong korban, they died. And so you're uptight and everything needs to be exactly according to the kedas v'kedin, everything. You're now totally obsessed with all the details being right. But why are we doing this, Moshe? And again, this is Aaron on the day of the death of his sons turning around and saying this to Moshe. He says, but Moshe, why are we doing all of this? Little brother, why are we doing all of this? What's the whole point? The whole point is it good for God? Does it connect me to God? Hayitav b'nei Hashem olo. Is it good in God's eyes or not? Because I'm telling you, I know you want to make sure to cross all the T's and to dot all the I's. That's very nice. But I'm telling you, mitzad connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this isn't it. And the final pasuk, as all true good chavrutas end, Moshe Rabbeinu. I don't know if there's any, I can imagine a pasuk like this. Thank God it's tucked away in Vayikra. We never learn Vayikra anyway because it's all quote unquote korbanos. So we never see this pasuk anyway. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes and he admits, he turns to his older brother Aaron. Vayishma Moshe, he hears the wisdom of his brother Aaron. Vayitav be'inav. And it's good in his eyes and he concedes to Aaron and recognizes that the goal is what's remembering, even in the face of tragedy, even when we're all uptight. Is it good in the eyes of God or not? Right? So much so talking right now. We're all living in this crazy, insane time. And lo alino, there is a lot of death. And there certainly is a lot of sickness. And there's a lot of fear. And there's a lot of fear in the streets. And there's a lot of death in the streets. In so many different ways right now, depending on where in the world you are. There's so much going on. And so we can get caught up in the details. We can get caught up in the nuances. You can spend your whole life reading Ministry of Health websites, trying to understand the best thing to do to stay away from corona, and you will only end up with a headache. That's all you will get at the end. And not because you're sick. It's because it doesn't make any sense. Nobody really knows what's going on, and it's different rules every day. So you can start to get uptight about this and uptight about that. I feel so bad. There's a family on our block. We didn't, Baruch Hashem, corona didn't touch our block. There was a family on our block who didn't send their kids back to school for months. And because they didn't want to get, they didn't, whatever it happens, no corona in the house. They finally conceded because the whole world was going back. The first ones on the block to get it. Then the whole family got it. First three, then the other two. Now there's a corona. You can't fight these. You can get it. You can get all obsessed about all. Everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Everything's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. The details are important. And I'm not saying, chas v'shalom aleinu, please don't misinterpret my words. Or the Chayadon's words, for that matter. I'm not or Aaron's words. Nobody here is saying, don't do the halacha. What's being said here is, why do we do halacha? Because halacha creates a reality of dvekut. Don't lose sight of the goal. Because the goal will help guide you in the nuanced details that you need to do. If the goal is to stay safe, so then stay safe. Trust your gut. If in Israel they tell you it's okay to go back to shul, but the cases keep going up like crazy, it's okay to follow American poskim and say maybe right now is not the right time to go to shul. I'm not telling you to go or not to go. I'm saying don't get... You know, trust yourself and trust your poskim. Ask your posik. Just because everybody else is going to shul, because the Ministry of Health said it wasn't okay, but the government said it was okay, despite the Ministry of Health saying that wasn't okay. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, who knows what you're supposed to do? So if you want, trust your gut. Ask a posik. But just because the other 10 people are going doesn't mean you have to go. Ask a posik. What's yitav be'enei Hashem? Just because everybody else is having, in some places in America, people are all eating on each other's porches in their backyards. Maybe yes, maybe no. But think about it. Is it yitav b'nei Hashem? It could be yes. We need dibuk chaveyim right now. Go and do it. Or no, I'm in an area where it's crazy. Don't do it. Do you bring the chatat hayom? Do I bring the korban on the first day the mishkan goes up? Aaron grabs Moshe, so to speak, and shakes him and says, it's all for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. When do you get it? You forgot the whole point, Moshe. And Moshe says, you're right. He answers, you're right. You're right. Think about how often we're all doing mitzvos. Everybody here, if you're sitting here in the Zoom room, whether your screen is on or not, whether I can see you or not, not calling out the people whose screens are off because I can't see you and I enjoy looking at everybody who I'm able to talk to them. Totally not what I'm doing. Right, whether your screens are on or off. Right? Everybody who's here, you're all doing Torah mitzvot all the time. I'm sure of it. You're all doing Torah mitzvot all the time. When we're doing mitzvot, to stop and say, remember why I'm doing the mitzvah. To pause, to reflect, why am I doing the mitzvah? What is this all about? Why am I running to Minyan? To connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but God said to live. So maybe I shouldn't go to Minyan right now. Right? Maybe that's an interesting conversation to have. Again, I'm not saying to even make these calls on your own. Ask your posik, who you believe is bringing down Dvar Hashem into the world. Beseder, ask the posik. But think about why. The reason you're asking a posik is because you want to know what brings me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Life does. Tefillah gives me life. But being alive gives me life. And is this threatening to my life or not? I have to understand that from a halachic perspective. But I also need to understand that in order to know what to do, in order to live Torah, to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate goal. Because that's the ultimate goal. Because so many people, again, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to shul, but so many people are going to shul because I go to shul every day and how can I not go to shul? Beseder, that's about you. That's a you thing. That is not a God thing. So to think about it, to contemplate it, you know, people, again, in I don't even know if it's up and running now or not. Who knows what's going on in the world right now, right? But in so many years, you know, I remember being particularly a thing last year. It didn't come to my desk as much this year, probably because I didn't have a desk this year. But last year when I had a desk, it came to my desk more often. People were like, I need to get into HASC. And I was not sure a lot of the time whether they needed to get into HASC because you're supposed to go to HASC after Shana Aleph or because they wanted to actually work with campers who have intellectual disabilities and give them a good summer. It was in some cases no longer clear to me what we were even talking about. To stop and reflect, why am I doing it? Not to do kineged the halacha, but to do what the halacha is meant to bring you to do, to get to dvekut. V'atem advekim v'ashem elokechem chayim kolchem hayom. And lo aleinu, lo aleinu, lo aleinu, you see on the flip side, you see in this generation, so many people doing mitzvot, who are spiritually dead, lo aleinu. It's the saddest thing. Who are doing mitzvah after mitzvah, who are learning in Beis Medrash, and they're dead. Why? Because they're doing what they're supposed to do, but they haven't even bechlal begun to contemplate why they're doing it, and where it's meant to bring them. It's on both sides. It's what gives us life if it gives us life. It's what gives us life if it's connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we need to do it, but we need to remember what we're doing it for. It's both. We can't do it without the mitzvot. That's also a modern day trend. Is I know that what I'm doing is usur, but it's okay because I feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that somehow makes it mutter. That's just not true. That's false. That's completely usur. Please do not do that. Right? But on the other hand, in terms of we're talking about people who are shomrei Torah and mitzvot, we're talking about even when you're doing it, to remember what you're doing it for, and to let that guide you, and to let that guide you when you ask a shayla, and to let that guide you to who you ask your shaylas to. Is it bringing me to dveikus? Hillel HaZakein. The whole Torah is it good for connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu or bad for connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Chai Adam is induction to a Sefer Halacha. Does it bring me close to God or not? That's it. That's the bottom line question of how to apply the Halacha. We always live in Halacha, but that's the bottom line question of how to apply the Halacha and how to live the Halacha. That's what we're talking about. Tov. Let's go on to the next paragraph. Only for you all when I keep the air off in a heat wave. It's mamish, just like 100 degrees in here. Here we go. Ready to keep going? Somebody asked a question. Does connection to Hashem just mean being similar? No, it does not just mean being similar. In fact, being similar is va'alachta b'drachav, is walking in his ways. And what we're talking about is dvikut. That's clinging to him. That's connecting to him. Emulating God is a whole different topic that's incredibly important. But we're not talking about emulating God here. We're talking about clinging to God. That's dvikut. Dvikut is clinging to Hashem Yibarach. All right, so let's go on. V'chein. Ita b'sefer HaKadosh told Yaakov Yosef. The Sefer told Yaakov Yosef, another Ikar Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, said, b've'or ma'amar Chazal, and explaining the ma'amar Chazal, Taryag mitzvot nignu leMoshe b'Sinai, that Moshe Rabbeinu received 613 mitzvot on Har Sinai. Ba Chavakuk ve'midan alachat v'tzadik b'emunato yichya. The Gemara there goes on and explains, it sort of whittles down, what are the core mitzvot, which is a very interesting, a fascinating topic in and of itself, how we can even consider mitzvot more core than other mitzvot, some principles more core than other principles, but the Gemara there keeps whittling it down to lower and lower and lower numbers, until Chavakuk, the Navi Chavakuk, comes along and says, no, I could put the whole Torah into one principle. Tzadik b'emunato yichya. That a tzadik lives by emunah. Umakshel ze v'chi Chavakuk ba'li groa chas v'shalom mehamitzvot v'lomar sheishak mitzvachat. It's again, it's Chavakuk coming. It's a wild Gemara. It's Chavakuk coming and saying that there's only one ikar mitzvah in the Torah. I just follow this pasuk and I can ignore the other 612 mitzvot. What does that mean? How do I understand that? Because that's obviously not what it means. El hapirush sheheyot, again, this is the Tol Yaakov Yosef talking. Hapirush sheheyot v'yisod kol ha-mitzvot zvikut b'Hashem. Since the foundation of all mitzvot is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba Chavakuk lomar v'tzadik b'emunato yicheh. Chavakuk come along and says, tzadik lives by emuna. She emuna hi ha-neshama shel dvikut. That emuna is the neshama of dvikut. So beautiful of a concept. That emuna is the neshama, is the soul of dveikus, of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what that means, but it sounds amazing. Kashir Yehudi, we have to contemplate that. How do we understand that? That emuna is the neshama of dveikus. Beautiful concept for the Tolda Yaakov Yosef. Kashir Yehudi ma'amin b'bihirut shaborei barach shemo, hu borei u'manhig lechol abru'im. When we believe with a clarity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and guides the whole world, v'hu levado asa v'ose v'yaaseh lechol ha'masim, and he alone is the one who does and continues to do for all of the world, everything that exists. V'tamid hu chai im emuna azot, and a person lives with this emuna constantly. V'birura etzlo, and it's clear to the person. Harei hu tamid davuk b'Hashem, if a person lives with emuna, if I live with the knowledge, if I live with the experience and the understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and guides the world and guides everything that's happening to me in my life, that I'm always connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I'm automatically always dabuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Old Ita Vatoldos, it also says in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Sheyesh b'dveikut al derech mamar kasuv, this is dveikus on level of, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoto. A beautiful pasuk from the very, very end of Sefer Devarim. It says, b'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoto. That it's in your mouth and in your heart to do. They're talking about the mitzvah of tshuva specifically, or Talmud Torah, but he's going to understand it differently, I assume. B'machshava divor ma'aseh. B'fi, says, what does the pasuk mean here? B'ficha uvilvavcha la'asoto. Three levels. B'ficha, bilvavcha, and then la'asoto. With your mouth, with your heart, and with your hands. B'machshava divor ma'aseh. In your mind, in your speech, and in your actions. V'heim Shabbat, Torah, v'Yisrael. And the three things that these are connected are Shabbos, Torah, and Yisrael. Hadvekut b'machshava, connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of the mind. Hu al yidei Shabbat, that's through Shabbos. She'inyana dvekut b'Hashem, the whole concept of Shabbos is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he's spoken about so many times before. We've spoken about together in Nesivos Shalom so many times before. Uvedibor hu haTorah, and dibor is divrei Torah, we talk in Torah. Torah is the only thing we talk about is Divrei Torah. That our whole lives, our whole everything we speak should be Divrei Torah. And Maaseh is the Klal Yisrael coming together to do all of the mitzvot. Shekol mitzvah mevi'ah l'divkut b'Hashem, that every mitzvah brings a person to greater connection to divkut with Hashem. V'al pizeh yish lavin ma'asham ruchazal. For this we can understand what Chazal say. Shkula Shabbat keneged kol mitzvot Shabbat Torah. That Chazal say that Shabbos is keneged all of the mitzvot in the Torah. How is that? So what does that mean? Ki haShabbos kodesh kol mehuta, the whole essence of Shabbos, ki dvekut b'Hashem, is about clinging to Hashem. Kemo dichtiv beini uvein b'nei Yisrael oti leolam, that it's a sign for connection between me and Klal Yisrael forever. Like Emunah is the soul of Dveikut, Kach Shabbos Kodesh, he an neshama shel Dveikut. So too is Shabbos the neshama of Dveikus. Shabbos is the neshama of connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kein shkula Shabbat keneged kol haTorah. Therefore Shabbos is weighed out keneged the entire Torah. V'kol haMitzvot, and all of the mitzvot, ki tachlit kol haTorah v'mitzvot uvotid bak, because the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot is uvotid bak. Uvazayish lamara pasuk, vatemad vekim b'Hashem Elokeichem, kayim kulchem hayom. And now we can understand the end of the pasuk. Again, you who are davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're alive, all of you today. Meaning hayom, maze hayom, you're alive today, dafka hayom. Hayom miramaz l'Shabbos Kodesh. It's something to Shabbos Kodesh. Hayom, that's the day that Shabbos Kodesh. Then when are you really davuk, when are you really alive, when you're alive with devekus, that's mamish Shabbos. Kemo dichtiv, achlu hayom ki Shabbat hayom laHashem. Hayom lo timsa'u besadeh. Hayom, it keeps saying hayom, hayom, hayom b'Shabbat. Shabbos is the day. Hatem avigim Hashem lokeim chayim kulchem hayom. There's the greatest dvekus is on Shabbos because Shabbos is dvekus. V'zeu perush v'atem advekim Hashem lokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Sheyom haShabbos Kodesh shekulo dvekut meir liyudi at kol haShavua. That Shabbos Kodesh, which is pure dvekus, lights up for a Jew the whole week. It lights up for a Jew the whole week. Tov. Let's make it to bet. We're gonna do it. We're gonna make it to bet. Vinei leor nizeh. Lastly, on the column. Chavav. Vinei leor zeh sheinyana dvekut b'Hashem utachlit kol haTorah v'mitzvot. And since dvekut in Hashem is the purpose and the goal of all of Torah and mitzvot, nimsa sheim chaser liyehudi dvekut haikar chaser lo. That if a person is missing dvekus, they're missing the ikar. They're missing the main thing. When a person lacks dvekus, if lo aleinu, we lack dvekus, we're missing the main thing in life. V'lechor harezeh madriga el yona, shekashem od la'asiga. And it seems like this is something which is very hard to achieve. Meaning, the main thing we need is dvekus, but dvekus is so lofty. How do I achieve dvekus? This is the neshama, meaning, emunah is the neshama, dvekus, and dvekus is the goal. This all is great, but how do I achieve that? How do I live that? That sounds nice. It sounds beautiful. I want that. But how do I really live that? Top of the next column. If the Torah is commanding us to be davuk to Hashem, it means we all can do it. The Torah will never tell you to do something you can't do. So if the Torah says, be davuk in me, connect to me, it means by default we all can do it. Bechol mitzvah sheyudi mekayem alav lahashkia machshava velitenet da'ato shamitzvah mikarvto lahiyot davuk b'Hashem. That with every mitzvah that a Jew does, we have to mamish sink our minds into it, and to focus on the fact that this mitzvah is bringing me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yamin shekol taryag mitzvot hima taryag itin la'agia l'dvekut b'Hashem. And to be ma'amin that every single one of the 613 mitzvot, that they're just one of the 613 ways, one of the 613 paths that are leading me to the core mitzvah of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki eich yachol ha'guf ha'chomri la'agia l'dvekut b'Hashem, because how can I as a physical being, how can my physical body be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is infinite, who's transcendental, who's beyond. Ela shekola mitzvot misayot liyudi la'agia l'kach. But that's what the mitzvot are here to do. The mitzvot are a gift to us to get us to be able to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kashir yudi notein machashavto l'kach. When a Jew really puts his mind to this, b'chol mitzvah shemekayim, in every mitzvah that we do, hareze mevi'o lid karev la'ashem yiprach, that brings us to close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the understanding of this, like with all of the mitzvot that are heart-dependent mitzvot, loving God, fearing God, the mitzvot of Tzliot Palev that are dependent on the heart. He's saying again, just like with mitzvah Avat Hashem, it's this mitzvah just so beyond. How do I love God? How do I really love God? How do I fulfill the Rambam who says to be lovesick for God? How do I do that? With every mitzvah, we don't just do mitzvot. We mamash get into the mitzvah. We live the mitzvah. We bring the mitzvah to life, and we let the mitzvah bring us to life. Az afilu im hasig rak mashu me'amitzvah, ein ze nechshav shebitel at ha-mitzvah, k'ri mevakeshu mishtadel l'kaymo, ma yaseh shinu yechol la'agia. Aval im mesiach da'ato legamri mikot mikach, ve'inu noten klal da'ato al ha-mitzvah. But if a person totally disconnects when they're doing a mitzvah, they're just doing it like a robot, they're just doing it like, you know, I was told, my parents told me, my teachers told me, I learned in Shana Aleph, I learned in Shana Bet, I learned in Yeshiva, I learned in my shurim, in my shul, whatever it is. I do it because I was told to do it. Harei chaser lo tachlit kol ha-Torah mitzvot. You're missing the whole goal of Torah and mitzvot. Your mom is nothing but a robot. Kadosh Baruch Hu has no interest. He doesn't have an interest in you doing a bunch of funny things. He doesn't have an interest in you taking a bunch of leather and wrapping it around your arm in the morning. It's just a crazy person doing that. He doesn't have an interest in you going and lighting candles every Friday afternoon. What does he care? It's still light outside. What are you doing? What are you wasting your time for? What does he care? He cares that you're meniach tefillin. That you're nachnas l'tefillin. That you get into what tefillin are about. That you're binding your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That you're binding your mind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That your mom is bringing out the Or HaGanas with the candle. He cares about you. He wants you. He wants us. That's what he wants. How do I get to him? How do I get to the infinite? There's 613 conduits that get us to the infinite. 613 tunnels that get us to the infinite. 613 ways that we connect to God. We do it through the mitzvot. But we don't send empty. We don't send empty messages in those channels. We mamish get into it. We bring it to life, and it brings us to life. Then we're dovah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we're mamish bringing the mitzvah to life, and they're bringing us to life. V'yal derech zeh b'inyan ha-dvekut, so too by dvekut. B'chol ha-mitzvah sh'yudi mekayim, through every mitzvah a Jew does, yivakesh me'ashem yiprach, ask, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'yizkeh li'itkarev elav al yidei ha-mitzvah. Daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let me get close to you and cling to you through this mitzvah. Sh'advekut ba'ashem hu hi mekor achiyut, because clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of life of a Jew. K'mo v'atem ha-dvekim. You who cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are truly alive today. Bezrat Hashem, we should all be able to fulfill this pasuk. No, we should all recognize that we can fulfill this pasuk. If it's a pasuk, we can fulfill it. We're meant to fulfill it. We have the kelim to fulfill it. And through that, to recognize, whether on the loftiest level, whether my mind I connect to dvekut, in my heart I feel dvekut, in my body all my body wants to do is dvekut, like Avram and David HaMelech. Or whether lo aleinu I'm just a pashut yid and reminding myself of my heart is beating and my mouth is breathing. Kol nishima nishima talaka leluka, that I'm connected to the infinite. I am dovek to the infinite because I'm alive. Wherever in the spectrum we fall, to recognize we have a chiyot to be dovek. But more than that, it's the goal of all of life. And so I don't want anything else but to be Davuk and Hashem. I need to eat, then it's a way for me to become devuk to Hashem. I need to sleep. It's a way for me to be devuk to Hashem. I need to work. It's a way for me to be devuk. How do I turn everything that shikul that the Chai Adam says? Leader, I'll put it on the chat perhaps later if I can find a way to get it there. But the Chai Adam says that's the only question in life. Does this connect me to God or not? Does this lead to the Vikut or not? This mitzvah, it's just an action. Until I make it dveikus, until I give it life by giving it content, until I pour myself, give my, content of myself into the mitzvah. Bezrat Hashem, we should all feel on the most basic level davuk b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and over the course of a lifetime, mamish feel davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest of ways, till eventually Bezrat Hashem and Olam Haba, when we mamish sit there, Atiroteim Rashem and Anim Yizid Ashkenah, where we're sitting there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoying His rays and His glory, and we cling there for the rest of time, davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we're meant to be sitting there in the end of days, and truly feel everything that we worked for in this world, to feel the ultimate expression of the Daikut in the next world as well, Bezrat Hashem by all of us. Yeshkoach, everybody.